WQ2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Bianco Room Brighton Les Sands $55 five-course degustation experience. BiancoRoom.com.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
What is this Q-U-I-N-O-A and how do I... Look, I'm a boiled beef and carrots boy.
Oh, dear. Quinoa, or some people might say quinoa, comes from South America. High up in the Andes, on the plateaus up there in Bolivia, and it's considered a super grain or a brain grain, almost a complete food, in fact, full of vitamins. It's gluten and wheat-free, cholesterol-free, and it's usually organic. It's just full of everything that's good for you. it's hard to beat.
Is it easy to buy?
You'll find it in health food stores. I know that I can find it also in various gourmet stores, for example, in Nutrabay, there's a shop called Wild Basket. They have organic quinoa there, which actually comes from somewhere in Victoria. It's just wonderful. It's very versatile. You can use it in salads. You can put it into soups. You can use it for stuffings, you know, for meat and seafood, in desserts. In fact, when I was working for Good Weekend, I was doing the food pages 20 years ago. I did a recipe using quinoa back then. No one knew what it was, and no one knew how to pronounce it. And I did a recipe for a really delicious pudding that we made with vanilla soy milk and maple syrup, and topped it with fresh figs and strawberries. Absolutely divine. So yes, it's just wonderful. And there's a new book out by Rena Patton, a terrific book called Cooking with Quinoa, the super grain. So if you want some ideas for how to use it, go and get the book. It also comes in a variety of colours. You'll find it's sort of a beige colour, but it also comes in black and red. And you need to rinse it because it's actually coated with a sort of a soapy-like texture. Apparently this is to help prevent it from being eaten by insects.
Goodness
and
me.
So you rinse it under running water and then you cook it. You just need twice the amount of liquid, whatever you're using, maybe water or the soy milk, as I mentioned before, to the grain, and let it simmer with a lid on for 10 to 15 minutes, and it's cooked, and then you let it cool if you're going to mix it through salads or use it warm if you're using it in stuffings or puddings.
Can we grow it here? Probably not.
Not sure about that, because actually it grows in very arid soils at a very high altitude, as I said, right up there in the Andes in Bolivia.
Yeah.
Not sure if we can grow it here.
So
I know that Eden Foods, which is based in Victoria, that they sell it, the organic one, but I don't think they grow it.
So, but you mentioned that you can use it both as a savoury and as a sweet.
Yeah, it's very versatile. It's fantastic. And actually, I've seen it, I saw it at the North City Markets on Saturday, made as a bread, mixed with soya. So you can get soya and quinoa bread now.
Quinoa.
You're going to beginning to see it everywhere. It's the new trendy food.
Is it your recipe for the day?
Yes, it's my recipe, a delicious one for Moroccan stuffed pumpkin, butternut pumpkin, which you fill with a mixture of quinoa, obviously, spices, pine nuts, and some vegetables, including red capsicum and zucchini, coriander, and then you bake it, and just delicious, perfect for vegetarians.
Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Yeah, quinoa or quinoa.
Now, I've received a story during the week which says, pictures of blueberries are prominently displayed on the front of many food packages.
Mm-hmm.
Muffins, cereals, breads, but turn the package around and suddenly the blueberries disappear. What is going on?
Well, apparently they're not using blueberries. The blueberries are made from sugar, corn cereal, modified food starch, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, artificial flavour, celluloid gum, etc., etc., etc. Why would they bother? It's because manufacturers claim that blueberries are too expensive, and I guess that's true, but honestly, I can't comprehend it. Apparently, Betty Crocker's is at least, they're trying to be a bit honest, because they say that in their blueberry muffin mix, they claim that it contains no real blueberries. But if you read the fine print, the ingredients reveal artificial blueberry flavour bits, which are made from dextrose, corn flour, and all the rest, and all that other rubbish.
Even Kellogg's are doing it. Goodness me.
Yes, Kellogg's doing it too. So if you want to be healthy, I'd eat quinoa. I wouldn't be eating any of these manufactured goods that pretend that they have blueberries in them. It's terrible, isn't it?
Last week of the school holidays.
Yes, I've still got a couple of places left in classes tomorrow and on Friday. Yep, but going really well.
Good.
The kids are fantastic. In fact, 6 out of 8 yesterday told me that they'd tried out for Junior MasterChef, and I've got a couple coming on Friday who are actually in the top 80 who've been selected to go into Junior MasterChef. So, of course, they're all getting a bit anxious to know whether they're going to make it. Some of the kids were telling me, too, yesterday that to be in Junior MasterChef, you have to take acting lessons.
Goodness me.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Oh, dear me. Mm. No wonder. Well, they deserve success. They put a lot of work into it,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
Okay. So how do we find your recipe?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
We can find that, but we can't find blueberries except on Blueberry Hill. Cue for song. Talk to you next week.
Bye.